Chapter 12. Attack by Fire. There are five ways of attacking with fire. The first is to burn soldiers in their camp. The second is to burn stores. The third is to burn baggage trains. The fourth is to burn arsenals and magazines. The fifth is to hurl dropping fire amongst the enemy.
The method by which this may be done is to set the tips of arrows alight by dipping them into a brazier, and then shoot them from powerful crossbows into the enemy's lines.
In order to carry out an attack, we must have means available. The material for raising fire should always be kept in readiness. There is a proper season for making attacks with fire, and special days for starting a conflagration. The proper season is when the weather is very dry. The special days are those when the moon is in the constellations of the sieve, the wall, the wing, or the crossbar, for these four are all days of rising wind. In attacking with fire, one should be prepared to meet five possible developments. First, when fire breaks out inside the enemy's camp, respond at once with an attack from without. Second, if there is an outbreak of fire, but the enemy's soldiers remain quiet, bide your time and do not attack. Third, when the force of the flames has reached its height, follow it up with an attack, if that is practicable. If not, stay where you are. Fourth, if it is possible to make an assault with fire from without, do not wait for it to break out within, but deliver your attack at a favorable moment. Fifth, when you start a fire, be to windward of it. Do not attack from the leeward.
The prime object of attacking with fire is to throw the enemy into confusion. If this effect is not produced, it means that the enemy is ready to receive us, hence the necessity for caution. If you see a possible way, advance, but if you find the difficulties too great, retire. If the enemy is settled in a waste place, littered with quantities of grass, or if he has pitched his camp in a position which can be burnt out, we must carry our fire against him at any seasonable opportunity, and not await on in hopes of an outbreak occurring within, for fear our opponents should themselves burn up the surrounding vegetation, and thus render our own attempts fruitless. If the wind is in the east, begin burning to the east of the enemy, and follow up the attack yourself from that side. If you start the fire on the east side and then attack from the west, you will suffer in the same way as your enemy. Once a general of the Yellow Turban rebels was badly defeated through his neglect of this simple precaution. At the head of a large army, he was besieging a town held by Huang Fu Sung. The garrison was very small, and a general feeling of nervousness pervaded the ranks, so Huang Fu Sung called his officers together and said, "In war there are various indirect methods of attack, and numbers do not count for everything.